Hello and welcome to the Westminster Abbey podcast. In this season of Lent, we're exploring a series of statements Jesus makes about himself in the Gospel of John. These seven I am statements help us learn who Jesus is and what it means to follow him as disciples. Today, our reflection for the fifth Sunday of Lent is given by the Reverend Dr. James Hawkey, canon theologian and almoner at the Abbey. A reading from the Gospel of St. John. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world."
As Jesus approaches the grave of his dead friend Lazarus, Thomas, who later in the story will famously not believe until he sees and touches the risen Jesus, galvanizes a group. "Let us also go that we may die with him," Thomas urges his fellow disciples. At this point, Thomas gets exactly what is happening, and he has the clearest sense of who Jesus is. The raising of Lazarus is one of St. John's great signs. Surely this is a powerful account of the restoration to life of a dead friend and the healing of a raw grief for Mary and Martha. But it is more than that, too. It is a sign of Jesus' own resurrection, a revelation of his identity, and a foretaste of a new world. "Let us also go, that we may die with him," cries Thomas. The keeping of Passiontide, which we begin today, is a kind of spiritual marathon. And as with any marathon, we need to hold the end in our mind's eye. It is not just that we will remember the events of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection over these next weeks. It is also that we will be remembered by them. Our fragile humanity has been put back together by the death and resurrection of Jesus, so that we need no longer fear death. Christ's death is also our death, and his resurrection is the first fruit of the new creation in which we will share. Thomas's cry is one of confidence and courage. He has a passionate intuition that we need to share in this death so that we may live. Any bereavement is destabilizing, disorientating, and the deaths of those we love can feel truly devastating. But the great sign of Lazarus's resurrection gives us courage to face these moments and ultimately to approach our own deaths with confidence and hope. "Let us also go that we may die with him. For in this death is our life and our peace."
Thank you for joining us for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections from Westminster Abbey throughout Lent and Holy Week 2026. To learn more about this season at the Abbey, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Lent.